There is no shortcut to success. To realize any dream, one must work extremely hard. Every drop of sweat contributes to one's growth. Through basic intensive training, these teachers in Shanghai have amazed the world. In rural Yunnan, a football coach has helped the kids on his teams to grow up happily. Thanks to a dance teacher from Shantou, aspiring children have found joy on stage. A primary school principal in a remote village is using the mobile internet to transform the classroom. Behind each moving story, there's a common theme: growth. Since 2014, classrooms in Britain, which has the world's most complete education system, have been undergoing a quiet change. Hundreds of British primary schools have received Chinese teachers. Over 1,000 British children have learned mathematics the Chinese way, and hundreds of British teachers are studying their Chinese counterparts' teaching methods. Why are they drawn to China's basic education? Xuhui No. 1 Central Primary School was founded in 1912 in Shanghai. This school anthem, over a century old, continues to inspire children today to study hard for the future.
我呢是一个特别要求上进的人，所以我当老师也希望自己的学生要求上进。我是不允许自己落下的，更不允许自己班上的任何一个学生掉队。
Huang Lei, born in 1978, graduated from college in 2000, then became a math teacher here. But she wasn't content with her education. She knew that to thrive in Shanghai, a college diploma wasn't enough. In her spare time, she studied for 6 years to complete an undergraduate degree, followed by a master's degree with Towson University in the United States. When the Sino-British Math Teachers Exchange Program started, she was the first one recommended by her school. Huang Lei's motivation also applies to her son's education. Like herself, she won't allow her son to fall behind. Ever since he began to learn the flute, she's been asking him to practice in her office every day.
玉子姨妈妈，你要回家让他练一遍。他说，全班这么多小朋友，就大概六个小朋友，连一个音都吹不出来。然后两个礼拜，我就这样天天盯着他，让他就是吹15分钟。然后等到那个其实表演的时候，他已经能把音都吹出来了。
In 2014, the United Kingdom decided to import Shanghai's math teaching method after students from Shanghai got outstanding results on two international assessments. Known as the World Cup in Education, the test assessed 15-year-old students' knowledge and skills needed to function well in society. In the two consecutive tests in 2009 and 2012, Shanghai students representing China ranked first in math, reading, and scientific capability. British students didn't perform so well.
Shanghai
欧洲的教育部长说了，你们的教育才了不起，20年以后你们就有这么好的国民素质的劳动力和公民，这才是最了不起，这才是让我们羡慕的。
This is a grade 3 math class in Minhang Experimental Primary School in Shanghai. What's different today is that Wang Zhongyan is introducing the way British students study math.
老师您好，
请坐。好，这是一张王老师去英国教学的照片。那我们来看看他们数学，他们脑海里的思想是怎么样的。这是英国小朋友的一个作业。大家看见。
Wang Zhongyan participated in the exchange program.After returning from the UK, he demonstrated the British short vertical method in his classroom to allow for comparison.
This is 12 × 3 = 4. 哇，比较一下，我们中国常用的常数是常除，和英国小朋友喜欢用的短除，你有什么感想？
他们很多英国小朋友他们的算式一大半都是在脑子里面进行的，而我们中国的数式大部分都是在我们笔和纸上进行的，我们把它都写了出来，但是英国只是写了几个很简单的一个数字，也能表达同样的意思。
嗯，很好。
中国的算式的话，就是要占地方，然后但是计算的正确率应该比英国稍微高一点。
各种方法有各自的优点，是这个意思吗？
Wang Zhongyan was teaching four-digit division in grade 5 in the UK. He noticed a huge gap among students concerning their basic calculating skills. British teachers encourage students to solve problems on their own instead of using universal formulas. This may stimulate the creative potential of top students, but it fails to help average kids reach the basic level.
Their students, the fastest one is a只要1分钟，而慢的人要30分钟，这个时间上的差异特别特别大。再从正确率上来说，全班这种全对的人也很少，然后这种错误率比较高的也比较多，就参差不齐非常严重。然后他们主要的问题出在他们的这种乘法口诀不是很熟练。我们的乘法口诀，比如说4个音节就可以解决一个口诀了，对吧？一四得四，4个音节。那他们翻译成英文，他们用英文来说的时候，一个单词就好几个音节了，所以整个一句口诀，我连起来说的时候，可能有好多好多音节，所以就对于朗读或者记忆来说，就会带来很大的困难。
In 2014, the UK formally proposed to send about 70 math teachers to Shanghai to study each year. The British government allocated £41 million to learn from the Shanghai experience and promote the Chinese math teaching method in 10,000 British primary schools.
我觉得这样一个项目的成功，实际上折射出了今天上海的基础教育的教学质量，它也让我们能够树立起这样的信心，就是中国人完全有可能建设出具有中国特色，同时又能够以世界眼光来衡量，也是优质的义务教育。
In fact, during his years as a teacher, Wang Zhongyan himself has never stopped learning. 10 years ago, he had been a teacher for 8 years in Jiangsu province. He felt that the traditional system of education could not meet the needs of the changing times, so he became a graduate student at East China Normal University. After graduation, he chose to be a math teacher in Shanghai.
可能以前我们那个年代，你只有中考、高考这一条路出人头地，而现在并不是只有这一次成绩来决定你的终身。所以现在大家都希望，其实在从小就能养成一个很好的学习态度，养成一个良好的学习品质。这个也可能是更多孩子家长不希望自己孩子从小落下的原因。
For this reason, as an exchange teacher in Britain, Wang Zhongyan also hoped to bring back British teaching methods for comparison and allow Chinese students to better understand the world through a different perspective. More importantly, it would help them lay a solid foundation for their future endeavors. Wang Zhongyan also hoped to convey this progressive spirit to his daughter. Blean Primary School, located 100 kilometers from London, is a public school with over 300 students. 1 year ago, Wang Lei taught grade 4 math for 2 weeks here.
走到这个地方可能跟去年来的时候完全感觉不一样。去年觉得自己是很光荣的，但是现在呢，就说比较忐忑不安的。其实因为就是说我们来把上海的这种教学理念带过来以后，究竟有什么成效？ 然后他会反馈给我什么?
Yeah. Okay. I have a present for you.
Oh, wow, thank you.
Yeah. This is one for you.
Thank you very much.
Yes. And some tea.
这个就是我去年来的时候的 partner. 我当时回来以后对这个老师印象非常深刻。 开始来的时候，他没有表现得像现在这么热情。 当时还是挺冷淡的吧，但是他在听了我一节课以后，然后他就非常非常热情。然后我的另外一个中国小伙伴就说了，他说这个老师绝对被你的教学征服了。
When Wang Lei walked into the classroom again more than a year later, she was happy to see Chinese formulas on the math wall.
So they've done two things. So these are using 这堵助学墙的话，它其实就是从上海引进的一个石的分语盒。那它还是用了一些比较具象的一些东西，它也学上海。我们上海的话，基本上就除了一些具体的东西，也会抽象出一些算式来。你看到的这里就是十可以分成一和九，然后它有一个数学的算式出来了。那么小朋友就能理解这个图和这个算式究竟是怎样的一个关系。
Kristen Weiss is the assistant head at Blean Primary School. In 2017, she visited Shanghai and partnered with Wang Lei. Together, they introduced a new way of math learning to the British primary school.
Kristen, that I want to know how about the students that I have teach? Do they have great progress?
They're doing very well, yeah. They're in year five, and we do some standardized assessments to check on how they're doing, and they did very well on those. So, yeah, they're really, really doing well.
应该是这个位置上有一个小男孩。 是黑人小男孩，他可能是来自那个非洲的。这个小男孩学数学可能就不是很好，但是在最后一节课，我就给他们一个测试的时候，这个小男孩得了一个很高的分数。然后那个 Davis 就说 ，Oh, so amazing。然后我对这个印象特别特别的深刻，因为这个小男孩应该说在两周的教学以后取得了很大的一个进步。
In British primary schools, most teachers cover all subjects. Each class is like a private domain, rarely open to other teachers. China's open classes and weekly research activities have attracted British teachers' attention.
I think we got the idea from you, and that it helps teachers improve to discuss their teaching and plan lessons together and look at lessons together. So now we're starting something called a teacher research group, where a group of 6 or 7 schools will send a couple of teachers who are really interested in math, and we meet together once every 6 weeks. And we will watch a lesson, and we'll talk about it, and we'll also look at a particular area of, we call it mastery.
Over the past 4 years, the successful Sino-UK Math Teachers Exchange Program has caught the attention of the world. In 2018, the British Department of Education extended the program with £177 million of additional funding. The goal is to learn from China's basic education and improve math education in the UK. The reason China's basic education is so successful and can attract international attention and even be used in British classrooms is because educators like Huang Lei and Wang Zhongyan have been working hard for decades. They invest in their own development, constantly learning new methods to help them teach their students and updating the educational system. Increasing international exchanges have also enriched China's education. This is reflected not only in the teaching of mathematics, but also in physical education. A typical example is youth football. The World Cup is a passionate football fest drawing worldwide attention every 4 years. However, for the Chinese people, it's like a faint heartache. In 2018, as the World Cup kicked off in Russia, a youth football final was taking place thousands of kilometers away in China's southwest province of Yunnan. This was the final match of the second youth football league in Chuying, Yunnan. The game concluded with a penalty shootout. In the end, Shen Hui's team lost the game. The young players, whose average age was 10, were disappointed with the outcome.
In
2008, China's football reached a new peak. At that time, 29-year-old Shen Hui, with support from a local school principal, formed a youth football team.
每个孩子是因为在水泥地上训练嘛，摔下去膝关节、肘关节很多的伤痕累累，落那个疤落疤，我们说的落了很大一层。从内心来说，哎，都不想练了。但问题是小孩喜欢，那摔下去，小孩在躺着没治，他又要来踢了。所以很多因素并不是说我对这足球有多执着，而是因为这些小孩太执着了，所以我们就坚持下来了。
In the past 10 years, Shen Hui has trained over 260 young football players, sending 7 to the provincial youth team, 13 to the Evergrande Football School, 2 to the Evergrande Football Club Echelon, and 1 to the national junior team. As a volunteer coach, Shen Hui has become a legend in Fuyuan County. Drawn by his reputation, many local children want to train with him. Every year during winter and summer breaks, he organizes a 20-day football camp. Three years ago, 9-year-old Q showed a strong passion for football. At his request, his parents enrolled him in Shen Hui's amateur football team. Since then, he's been learning to play football every weekend and during the two school breaks.
其他都不担心什么生活呀，什么都不担心，只担心。 毕竟集训嘛，强度比较大，有时候怕他受伤呀，或者怎么的。
By 7 a.m., 38 kids have arrived at the camp on time. Q and 11 other students represent the Zhong An Primary School. The rest, 6 to 9 years old, have come here because of Shen Hui's reputation. After the initial grouping, these kids will start the football training they've been longing for. To Shen Hui, they are like his own children. The 20-day camp is not only about igniting their football dreams, but also about teaching them life skills. Leaving their parents, experiencing collective life. This is the first lesson these little football players need to learn.
怎么样洗呢？我看看，涵涵会不会洗？你们一般踢球的衣服不可能说把里面踢脏了，里面应该是汗。老队员呢，你们之前也学过洗衣服，除了把自己的给完成了，还干什么？你们自己怎么？就帮助你们准备用什么样的方式来帮助呢？教他。对，是教他学会这方法，而不是帮他洗的。我们来集训，就他那个训练成绩，不管重要，因为是为了比赛。但是我更看重的还是他们生活当中这些细节。就我带队那么多年，我感觉吧，小孩踢球的风格实际上和他的生活是有直接关系的。我要等他们。
Being a coach for children under 13 requires the skills of both a teacher and a parent. In that sense, Shen Hui considers himself a qualified coach. Some of his first students have been admitted into sports colleges and are studying to be coaches themselves. For the past decade, Shen Hui has insisted on compulsory training for his team. With support from parents and the local government, his youth football team has achieved excellent results. His reputation has grown, but this has also brought pressure.
我队上有个规定，学习成绩，如果说你来的时候在班上是20名，只要退到20名以后，我就不要你了。 说白了就是什么，你可以33，也可以保持，但你不可以下滑。
The training camp will soon begin, but Shen Hui has another thing on his mind. He always looks for opportunities to improve himself as a football coach, and he signed up for the Premier Skills Program to learn the UK's up-to-date theories in football and football education. He only recently received notice that the Premier Skills Program will also start soon and will parallel the length of the camp. After careful consideration, he decided to participate in the program, which he thinks will be more beneficial to his students in the long run. After a long journey of 2,000 kilometers, Shen Hui makes it to the program on time. While he listens to the lectures in Shandong, his mind is also on his young students training back in Yunnan.
Premier Skills is a very important program overall in the relationship between the UK and China. Both of our countries enjoy football. Football brings together nations. I first came to China when China was first starting to open up. So if I look back
30 plus years when I first came here, those kind of programs were not as readily available. So I think it's a fantastic opportunity for young people these days to look for ways in which to take advantage of scholarships or internships or other ways of engaging between the UK and China, and that those opportunities are offered at scale and so on. So I think, you know, that for me is the biggest change over the last few years.
At the field training 3 days later, to Shen Hui's surprise, his coaching experience over the years is acknowledged by the British coaches. He finds the Premier League's coaching ideas helpful and beneficial as well.
Yeah, definitely. I think
这个集训的这个方面，其实他个人的意见是觉得我们不要太重视，比如说他们体力啊或怎么样子的。他们这个阶段对于足球，我们一定要确保他们的热情，就是他们要享受足球。我们如果以一个中长远的这样的一个观点来看这些学生的话，那他可能现在有些不足的地方，通过他自己的兴趣，也许他将来还是可以弥补的。
非常好，真的非常好。
That's I'm very impressed. Thank you.
学了太多东西了，真的。
Even just for a very short of time.
Grateful for the lessons he's learned, Shen Hui returns to Yunnan, making it to his students' last game. His team hasn't performed very well in the past 7 rounds of competition. Today, they're competing for 13th place. Most of the audience is watching the championship match in the next field.Years of coaching have taught Shen Hui that the ultimate reward is not the team's rank, but the children's growth and the sportsmanship they learn through the training and matches, which means more than technical skills. Over the past 10 years, China's investment in education has increased each year. Shen Hui feels fortunate to have witnessed the changes in football education.He believes all children have a chance to realize their dreams if they learn the meaning of perseverance. About 40 teachers from all over China are on a bus to Tacheng in Xinjiang. They're going to offer 1 week of art, music and dance education in 4 local schools. Most of these teachers travel around China every year to teach on a voluntary basis. The purpose of their volunteer work is to sow the seeds of artistic appreciation in the hearts of children in remote areas.
This condition is very good.这是我第三次来新疆支教，这一次学校这边也给我们准备了新被子，然后我们竟然6个人住在一个房间，之前都是十几个人住在一个房间，就是用水困难了点，上厕所远了一点。
好浊，里面都那个，
就反正咱们拿那个壶盖儿。
好，
咱们不喝这个，咱们喝完了咱们买。
The simple living conditions do not deter these teachers who come from big cities. Instead, they feel rather carefree, and they're happy to be doing something for the students here.
扁担绑在绑凳上。
This is the Ika Wutu Bulaga Ranch Primary School, 60 kilometers from the county seat of Poboksar. In recent years, with an increase of state investment in education in remote areas, many of Xinjiang's primary schools have been equipped with dedicated music and art classrooms. However, they lack professional art teachers. One of the tasks of the volunteer teachers this time is to train local teachers. Since 80% of the 180 students here are Kazakh, they can dance to their folk song Kara Yoga even better than the teachers. Aysuak is a Kazakh girl who's good at both singing and dancing. She's now in the fifth grade. The arrival of the volunteer teachers has strengthened her interest in dancing, and she is offered to assist the teachers in instructing her peers. The one short week they spend together forges a bond between the children and the teachers. These students have prepared flowers for the teachers who are about to leave, and they're putting on a show for them. The stage and the performance are very simple, but the teachers are delighted to see the children's performance, especially Xu Weiping. She knows that this is only the first step, inspiring the children to dream.2 hours later, the show is over, and Xu Weiping and the other volunteer teachers leave Xinjiang for the next place, where other children are waiting for them. Five 5,000 kilometers away at Liantang Primary School on the outskirts of Shantou, Guangdong, 17 children are anxiously waiting for Ms. Xu's return. Tomorrow, they have a performance in Guangzhou, the provincial capital. As soon as she's finished her work in Xinjiang, Xu Weiping hurries back to Shantou. In 2006, the China Dancers Association initiated a project aimed at providing children in rural China with dance instruction. In 2017, Xu Weiping joined the project as a volunteer. The project has provided rural primary schools across China with more than 2,000 dance teachers and 200 dance classrooms. Hundreds of thousands of children have participated in the dance classes. Tonight, For over 1,000 primary school students from rural areas in Guangdong, their dream of performing on stage will come true.
是酒店的昨天晚上我紧张的睡不着了，我想要到最好的我给妈妈看。好了，走了，安静。今天你马上连最美哦。Volunteering
is an ongoing vocation for teachers like Xu Weiping. Their presence in one school may be short, but their influence on children can be very strong as they guide passionate children along the road of the performing arts. Nowadays, music and dance courses have become an integral part of quality education. The Chinese government and educators are constantly upgrading the school system to make it more equitable. The wide application of modern technologies and availability of the internet have also expanded educational opportunities in rural China. This is Wang Arbu Primary School in eastern Henan Province. The cold winter weather does not stop the children from going to school. This is the only primary school in the area, and the students have come from all the surrounding villages. It doesn't have a large campus or excellent teaching facilities or much needed heating. Among this group of children is Du Zhuoyang, a third grader. She has an outgoing personality, but she used to be quite shy and afraid to speak to strangers. She has her own dream. Two-year-old Li Zhilei, the principal of the school, understands the gap between the reality of rural education and the dreams of the children. Since his transfer from a middle school 4 years ago, he's been constantly concerned about creating a better learning environment for the children. He's eager to help them fulfill their dreams. In 2016, after a lot of effort, he discovered an educational charity project based in Shanghai that could provide access to greater opportunity for his students. 2016 was a groundbreaking year for China's information industry. The concept of Internet Plus, which means using the internet to enhance practically every field and industry, became a part of people's everyday lives, and it quickly brought changes to many traditional industries. In one of China's most developed and dynamic regions, Pudong District of Shanghai, a conference is taking place on Internet Plus education. Participants are applauding the development and application of new technologies and exchanging user experiences. In 2015, China proposed the concept of Internet Plus as a new trend in industrial development. Acknowledging that the internet provides access to the world's latest and best resources, modern society is increasingly integrating it into all aspects of life, including education. An online network is quickly taking shape, facilitating teaching, learning, and information exchange. In remote areas, schools like Wang Arbu may now be largely equipped with the physical facilities they need, but the lack of teachers remains a problem. Therefore, the Internet Plus Education Project can be a game-changing opportunity for them. Li Jiulei has invited two of the promoters of the charity project to Wang Arbu Primary School. They're going to study the implementation of the project. The principal is pleased to see the two representatives. Although it's getting colder and it's snowing heavily, all of the school's teachers have chosen to stay for the after-school discussion.
首先呢，那个City Talk来到我们学校之前，我们是整体的学校的教研，我们就是面对面的去解决。而现在呢，我们有了City Talk以后呢，这是我们在教研方面对我们学校的一个改变。孩子们刚开始的时候肯定是很新鲜啊，然后但是呢，他们在上面发言的时候都比较羞涩。Wang
Arbu Primary School has around 100 students. Most of the children's parents are often away working in more developed towns and cities. And the parents' absence leaves many of the children shy and introverted. Their teachers are constantly struggling to teach them as much as possible and make them feel less lonely. The charity project is, in fact, an internet-based teachers platform. It provides free access to educational resources for middle and primary schools in underdeveloped areas. Through the platform, teachers can take new courses and teach them to their students, as well as communicate and exchange with top-tier educators from all over China. Thanks to the internet, teachers have access to leading teaching methods and ideas, and students can attend the same high-quality classes as their peers in major cities, such as Beijing and Shanghai. Today is the first day of the time period called Little Snow, one of the 24 solar terms or divisions of the year in the Chinese calendar. The third graders are learning about solar terms with students from other schools through the internet. The fifth graders are participating in an online activity to express gratitude to their teachers. To these children, close friendships, family affection, and relationships with their teachers are extremely precious.
Home计划到了我们学校以后，现在已经九个月了。九个月以来呢，我们的孩子通过进行网上的学习，通过 和网上的老师进行面对面的交流，从最初的羞涩到现在的大胆，以至于到我们目前的敢微笑着去面对老师，面对我们的网络课堂，这就是一个非常大的进步。Even
though the internet is not the whole solution to educational inequity, given the disparity in economic levels, the changes it brings are real and obvious. The charity project has enabled over 500,000 students in nearly 1,000 Chinese schools to access premium educational resources. Du Zhuoyang is no longer the shy little girl she once was. She's grown very confident. This change in her drew her mother's attention to her education. 6 months ago, she quit her job in another city and returned home. The family isn't well off, but for her daughter, she had broadband internet installed and bought a tablet computer.
初阳，石老师看着你成长，在石老师心目中，你和其他的双雄王二宝小学的孩子一样棒，你们每个人都是最独特的，都是最了不起的。那现在石老师想听听你想对爸爸妈妈说些什么，石老师知道一定会回答得非常精彩的。
Nowadays, even when heavy snows keep the children from school, they can learn at home. Behind a small tablet, there's a wonderful variety of teachers and knowledge, and a new and different world. One has to go through trials before dreams can come true. As the children earn their progress and growth by overcoming every test, their teachers keep improving and preparing themselves for future challenges. For the nation as well, it is the same long journey and great effort that brings progress toward an ever stronger and wealthier country.